Gearing up for the conference tournament coming up Monday and Tuesday. We're just talking right before on the during the break that playing at home, it's been pretty good this year. All your home matches, you've had quite a few, and you started off the week with a nice win with Broken Bow.
Yeah, we did. Won that one in four. Had a real close first set, and second set that got us just barely at the end. And then, third, fourth, we pretty much in control. Still back and forth up to a point, but was able to kind of control that one through. Thought we did real well in serve receive that night. Played defensively really well, was able to keep Broken Bow's middles. That's who they want to use out of system, so they couldn't use them a bunch. Callie and Jaylee both had double-digit kills. I think Jaylee had double-digit digs, too, so that was nice on the night. And then Bailey Foster played a good back row that night, and Carson set really well. And, Morgan Summer and Abby are just – they do the things we need them to do every night. Summer's getting some good touches. Morgan was able to get, I think, 8 or 9 kills that night. Abby was 8. So we were pretty balanced that night, which helps a lot. And so that was a good night, a good win, especially kind of needed it for conference standings too. Kind of kept us in that 4-5 line, which we kind of wanted to be in. So
yeah, well, most matches we've talked throughout the season, you get that balance with your outside, your right sides, and your middles, 8-9 apiece. That's always works for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And that's part of we were able to stay in system that night and use those. It just helps, especially Callie and Jaylee when they're an outside. If the other team has to worry about our middles or right sides, the block's out there a little bit later on them, and so they're able to get more court to work with. So, when we have some balance, we're doing some really good things. So,
then you had North Platte coming to town. This was a rematch from a match out in the Twin Cities Invite. I know you wanted to get them back in a big way, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. It was just – going back through film, it just a night that just we could not get going. Offensively, we couldn't get going. We really struggled in serve receive. North Platte served us tough. We just struggled getting the ball over on after serve receive, and that made it tough. And North Platte has some really good outsides, and then they swing at right side a lot, so it makes your middles move back and forth a ton. We also made Karsten work too hard. She was running. I joked with her. I said, probably put in 7 miles on Thursday because we just struggled. And I'd probably say that's probably the first game where serve receive just all night was a struggle. And you look at the scores of the set, I think 25-18, 25-19, 25-22. You hate to take away, a 3-0 loss, but a positive is we did not play well and we were still right there in some sets. I mean, if we fix some serve receive and get more attacks, that's maybe a different story. But North Platte did a good job of keeping us out. So credit to them for pushing us that night. But we got to get over it, move on to the next game. And that's Monday in our conference. And our conference, I think any team in a 2 out of 3 could get any team in that conference. So that's what the first two rounds are, 2 out of 3. So we got to be focused and ready to go against Gothenburg. We just played them recently, went 4 with them, had our chances, won the first set. It was really close in the second set, beating them. So, that's an opportunity in a 2 out of 3 match. We got to have that mentality to come out strong like we did against them when we played them at their place.
Going back to what you said about passing and serve receive, and if you watch a lot of volleyball, you've coached volleyball, is it some nights where just everything just sticks? You hit that pass, you get the set, you get the your outsides or your middles, everything works perfectly, and just 24 hours later, it just can be totally different.
Yeah, it kind of is the – I would say – Tuesday and Thursday was kind of the tale of two nights in that sense. Tuesday we served receive really well, passed well, played defense really well. And Thursday just could not get anything going, even when we did have opportunities. We had some hard hit balls, and North Platte picked them up. And when you're struggling in serve receive and then those few opportunities where you have a good attack and the other team picks it up, you're kind of just mentally like, oh man, like we just can't get anything. And that's just kind of, we just could not get anything going. And volleyball's a momentum sport. You got to get some runs in. And we just never could get those runs to be consistent enough to compete that night.
McCook-Gothenburg at 4 o'clock, one side of the bracket. The winner gets the top seed, Ogallala. The other side of the bracket, Holdridge, Broken Bow, Minden, Cozad. Did everything kind of worked out what you thought?
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought going in. I thought maybe, if we would have dropped Tuesday's game versus Broken Bow, I still think we would have stayed in the five line. But you never know with how points adjust and, you know, Division II, three teams. So it's kind of where I thought we would be. Like I said, it's a good opportunity. We played them tough for two sets up at Gothenburg, took the first set, had our chances in the second. Third and fourth didn't go our ways up there, but it's a team I'm willing to compete with. And I was telling Mark, our conference is one that any of those teams, I think everyone's above 500 going into this thing. And, if you don't play well, any team in our conference can get you on a 2 out of 3 nights or 2 out of 3 game in those first rounds. So it's a tough conference, and we just got to go compete and see what happens after that first game too.
The way the bracket's set up with 7 teams instead of 8 teams, if you win, you're going to play Ogallala there on Monday, but if you lose, you're done for the day and come back on Tuesday.
So 7-team bracket's kind of a different deal. If we win, we'll play 3 total games. If we lose, we'll only play 2 in the conference tournament. It's just kind of a weird format, but that's I'm glad we went to this 2-day format finally. We've been kind of on the last football Friday usually. All 2 out of 3, all in one day. And I think this will be better for all teams and the fans in the conference too. I mean, playing on a Tuesday night, centrally located, no matter who's in that finals, you're going to get some away teams coming to those crowds. And, should be a good atmosphere and for all the games there.
And Gothenburg just did come off a 5-set win against Holdridge.
Yeah, they did. That was a big one for them. They have some momentum, so we got to make sure we come out early against them and kind of match their momentum. But they had a big win versus Holdridge. Like I said, just shows that on any night, I think a team in our conference can beat someone. So.
And then you've got a Thursday game at home to wrap up the regular season altogether with Hastings High.
Yeah, Hastings High on Thursday. So that will be our last home game of the year, senior night and stuff like that. District pairings will come out after – well, not district pairings, but district Serpentine will come out after Tuesday, though. So that Thursday game won't count towards that. Which in all reality is okay. Hastings is a Division IV team, so it doesn't – that would drop us anyway. So we'll kind of see where we're sitting after Tuesday, too, for districts as well.
Yeah, you have no clue what's your sub's going to be like, do you?
No, I love calculating NSAA wild card points, but it's tough at this point because, so many teams are going to change divisions at the end of the year, too. I mean, just the other night, Cambridge won some games in their conference tournament and went back to 1, and that helped us because we, had a win against them. But, kind of depends on what they do Monday, Tuesday as well. So there's just a lot of changing that can happen in the last couple days here. And it's kind of the interesting part about this Serpentine is you don't know where you're going until that Tuesday night, probably. You can figure out all you want, but you kind of get a range where you're going to fall. And, hopefully we can fall into that range where maybe we get a host the first round because higher seed host in B. So that's kind of what we're hoping for. We're sitting there, but we got to do some things before the end of the season to improve our chances of that.